Every year in January, Mike Boudreau sits down with a piece of graph paper and sketches out a new elaborate design for the Great Vermont Corn Maze in Danville, Vermont. It's the biggest maze in New England. It's the Black Diamond of mazes. VPR's Erica Heilman stopped by on their last day of the season and gives us this report.
So the first thing Mike Boudreau wants you to know is that the corn maze is a summer activity. You want to go to the corn maze when the corn's high and lush and green, which is not October, even though I went in October. The next thing is, Mike doesn't want you to show up at 2 o'clock when they close at 3 o'clock.
Team, how are we doing?
Oh, well.
So, one cornfield, two mazes. Worst thing you do out here is think you have a clue. I think we should go top that bridge. I think we should go uphill. I think whatever you think doesn't matter because I designed it.
Most people take hours to get through the maze, and only about 1 or 2% get through without clues from Mike's kid, Jake, who's standing on a bridge in the middle of the maze like some kind of corn oracle.
Left, left, just left. Left.
Stop, turn around, left.
Also, don't wear heels. This is 26 football fields worth of corn, and it's not flat, and you don't run from one end zone to the other. You snake through it. Here's Mike's son, Jake Boudreau.
So the maze is set up like, imagine just a straight rubber hose, and it's divided into four quarters. They're not equal-sized quarters, and in order to solve the maze, you have to go through one, two, three, and four and out. However, we took that hose, and we tied it in a big, ugly knot. So you could be in the first quarter and be right next to the fourth quarter, but you still have to go all the way around through the rest of the knot to get out through the fourth quarter.
There can only be a certain number of kinds of people and how they manage puzzles like these. How do you describe the different categories?
There's a group that they're just here to walk, and they're not paying any attention to what's going on, and they'll walk the same square, the same little 8-foot square 100 times and think they're on a different spot. But they're still having fun doing it. So, it's kind of hard to even feel bad for them at that. It's like, well, you guys are having fun. Keep going. And then there's others that'll come in here and after we kind of give them a little spiel of how to attack this, it's like opens up a whole new world for them, and they're running right through, trying everything. It still might take them a few hours to finish it, but they're having a blast.
You can see evolution pretty starkly up here. There are those who are survivors, and there are those who are not.
Right. Absolutely.
All right, well, I will probably see you, I don't know, 7 or 8 more times today.
Oh, at least, yeah.
So after I talked with Jake, I set off into the maze. I'm walking in a path that's about 5 feet wide. The corn's about 10 feet tall. Miles and miles of corn. It's like a midlife crisis. Where are we? Can you just help me? Which quadrant are we in?
No clue.
Oh, okay.
Okay, hi. Hello. I am from Vermont Public Radio, and I'm just following people around.
You're enough to?
Have you developed a strategy?
Always right.
Following kids.
What about you guys? How long have you been here?
Like 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
And have you done this before?
She has. Yes. Huh?
What's your strategy here?
I'll just make it up as we go.
Survive.
Yeah.
So we came out here. So that's got to be the only way.
Yeah, then we got to go right down there.
All right.
All right.
She's
got a direction, and she's heading towards it.
That was Justin and Liz from Barry. I kept meeting them at the same place. It was like running into someone at the grocery store and then running into them 6 more times, always in aisle 6. I was hungry and defeated, and I'm not proud of it, but I'm also not going to lie about it. I gave up. I gave up and I took the scenic tour, which takes you through a series of doors with explicit directions for how to get through the maze.
Door 8. Welcome to door 8. Open this door and turn left. Then take every left. You will soon be on your way, but don't be left behind as you find your way to door 9. Left, left. Oh, there's another door. Oh, I like the scenic. I like the scenic way. Oh, there's another door.
Finally, I came to a high clearing in the maze. It looked out over the corn, out to the White Mountains, to Mount Washington and the Franconia Notch. Tired mazers were sitting in groups on the ground, enjoying this view in the late fall sun, tamaracks blazing. I found four young men lying in the grass.
Where are you guys from?
I'm from California.
Level of 1 to 10 in terms of just sheer anxiety?
Sheer anxiety, probably about an 8.5. It could be worse, but it's also pretty bad.
The four of you are together?
Yes.
Have you discovered over the course of this time, what have you learned about each other?
That when we have a plan, they back down. You build up trust as friends over a period of several years, and you don't expect that to be broken down in a single afternoon. That's where we're at.
Do you have any strategies you can describe so far or that you've employed that have been useful?
I think they can describe.
Some strategies that don't work. Number one, if you try to solve the maze by keeping your right hand on the right side and thus follow every right path, you won't pass it because it's a three-dimensional maze and not a two-dimensional maze.
Because there's bridges and tunnels, it doesn't work that way for this one.
For me, I kind of thought that there would be no strategy or logic or reasoning to it. You just walk around and then eventually you'd get lucky and stumble onto the end. But now we're realizing that it's actually much larger and much more complex than we expected. And I think it's humbled us.
The Great Vermont Corn Maze is closed down for the season. The day after I went, they cut the corn for silage, packed it down tight into the bunker silo. Mike's already planning for next year. He says, don't forget to come in August and wear sensible shoes. This is Erica Heilman with VPR.